Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more
Welcome
information
back to
or receive services.
Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Is this the last?
This is the last segment. This is almost a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, it just flew, 2 hours.
I know.
And it's over. And I'm realizing, like, my God, Judy was a half hour, and then the old time radio.
Hour.
Oh, Judy was an hour, right? Yeah. Judy was an hour.
Yeah, we had to pay her extra. No, she doesn't get paid.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. You know, what do you call that?
Yeah.
Footnotes,
yeah,
please.
True.
We're only fooling around.
Just joking. But yeah. Back to the Pioneer, I just want to touch upon. We
Good.
Also, we list all of our St. Francis van screenings and our hearing van screenings, because as you know, we've partnered with them. So there's a bunch of dates coming up that I wanted to advertise. We also have an article from the Sid Jacobson JCC has the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center. And they offer a lot of free programs. And there's a Dance to Wellness, the Karma Project, Eat, Chat, Move. So they're providing great services too. I wanted to get the word out there. And then also, as Otto's request, was to explain to people how to download our WCWP app. Because, you know, we always talk about that that's the best way to really listen to the show. I'm sure my mom is probably listening to it right now on her app. And, you know, we always tell people, and this way it breaks it down the best, trying to be clear. You know, if you have an iPhone or if you have, you know, a Samsung or another Android device. And also on the back, I highlighted a couple of the 2018 Project Independence successes, the statistical stats. And we also have a blurb on the VA van, as we had mentioned. So definitely stay tuned for this. It is jam-packed.
Within a week or two, it goes out?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, I'm hoping next week it should hit homes because it's...
It went out already? Or
It's been in the... It's at the printer.
It's at the print, yeah. And then from print it just hits the mail.
Yeah, there's a lot of steps in between. But I really would love people to check it out. And also, I just need to mention that a press release came out. We had mentioned this a couple of weeks ago about the help at home programs. So, you know, we have obviously our TRI help at home program that is, you know, gutter cleaning, light maintenance, moving heavy objects. And it's really a great program, and it's designed for individuals who have disabilities to work and kind of find – it's a training program.
This actually came up at the New Hyde Park Advisory Committee meeting this past Monday, and a specific question was raised about could I get a refrigerator moved from my basement? Mm-hmm. And the answer to the question is yes, you can. And the procedure you are supposed to follow is call 311.
Yep.
Tell them your situation. A social worker will come to your house and evaluate. There's no income check here. There's no I spy kind of method. It's just to see if there's any other thing that they can do, like maybe do your gutters or your windows or whatever. But the social worker will come to the house, and then the social worker will say, yay, this is great, and we'll arrange to have somebody come by and bring the refrigerator up out of the basement.
And that's what, you know, and it's really, like I said, it's just such a wonderful program, and it's one of my favorite programs.
It's great.
And I love seeing the surveys, and that's how, you know, I had contacted communications, and I said, listen, I said, we get such wonderful surveys back that really show the impact that it has on people's lives. You know, you take for granted changing a light bulb, you know, but I mean, these hi-hats and these ceilings, it's a difficult thing, you know, and the fact that someone can come in and do that and really just change your life with these simple little tasks. And it's on their end, too. It's such a rewarding program.
Maybe you shouldn't be standing on a chair.
Well, exactly. And we're actually going to have them on in March. They're going to come back on TRI to promote the program. And I love hearing from them and
now,
their new
TRI?
Initiative. The Rehabilitation Institute.
Yeah, that's help.
That's Help at Home.
Help at Home.
Then we have Rebuilding Together Long Island, which is a volunteer organization. And they, it's income based. They do give extra preference to veterans and different individuals.
That's
with
bigger
handicaps.
Stuff.
Yeah, so it's more intensive. So there's ramps is mostly what it's used for.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Grab bars, railings. They come in and there, you know, when I got their surveys, you know, it's a lot of children of seniors saying, you know, now my mother is able to literally get out of her house. When I had read that survey, I was like, oh my God, you know, like, how incredible is this?
That actually came up on Monday.
You take the ramp down.
Well, now she's on the list.
The ramp actually came up on Monday. The ramp was probably one of their high volume activities, if you will.
No, it is. Because I monitor both these programs, right. And that's one of my roles at Project Independence, and it's really amazing. And then that, the fact that they're a volunteer organization and a lot of them have been, you know, in the contracting kind of world, it's just, both programs are just, it's special, you know. Really,
when they do these ramps, are they, like, you see all kinds of different types mm-hmm. of ramps, like mm-hmm. temporary ramps or whatever?
Yeah.
Is that what they...
Yes. Yeah, so in there, it depends on your house and stuff, and it also depends on the code of what goes on. Yeah, I don't even want to get into that world. But it's certainly...
they don't make temporary. They'll give you a permanent ramp.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you're able to... It does. It's not
but
changing
not
the structure.
But they're not doing bricks and
right.
columns
right.
and lights.
It's not,
and,
right. It's
know.
Not altering the structure of, right. of your home, but you will have that in. And that's just a huge thing, and it's just such a seamless. And like I said, everyone fills out a survey, so this way, if there ever was an issue or anything, you know, we're constantly in contact with the organizations, following up on it. And it's just, they're both amazing organizations. And in the press release, also, there's a photo that was thrown in there of Otto and his wife, which
Whoa.
Is like our signature stock photo.
Yeah.
You know,
that's old.
I know, I cracked up. I was like, looking. I was like, oh, God, look, there Otto strikes again. There he is.
Yeah.
But
that's an old photo.
But certainly, those are two wonderful programs. And like we always say, call 311. And it can't hurt if you ask over the service and they don't offer it. The social worker will find some way to connect you to that kind of service.
I don't think this is appropriate for this program, but I think actually Otto might have been a centerfold in Playgirl. I don't know.
That's our next segment, The Secrets of Otto.
I don't think that would be a big seller.
But yeah, so always call 311 for any of those things. And I also want to remind people that it's a big favorite.
How old do you have to be to join Project Independence?
60 or over.
60 it is.
60.
60 or over.
You qualify.
Huh?
You qualify.
I qualify, but you have to be 60 or over to join Project
60?
60.
I like, if anyone could have 60. Seen the light bulb that just went over like Otto's head was possibly.
60. That's a big number.
It's a big number.
Big number. It sounds like there might be a big event 60 days from now.
Could be.
Victoria. On Arado Day?
Yeah, we could.
Like yesterday was?
Or it's Christina's birthday.
Christina's birthday.
60 days.
The
wow,
countdown.
We
had that conversation with Victoria earlier, like 60, 61. It depends on what we're doing. Do we do it the day before the birthday? Are we counting you know, like, is it inclusive, the number?
Yeah,
or
right.
Or exclusive, the number.
It's difficult.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's 60 or 61. Do you do it like up to the birthday? So do you count the birthday as the day,
right.
or do you stop at the day before the
but
birthday?
But you know what's
actually
okay, though?
The birthday starts the new number.
Is that just the entire month of April is my birthday?
Oh, yeah.
So wherever it falls in
the
between.
The whole month?
We just do the whole month.
That's what happened. Anybody listening for this show for the very first time,
so we're
Christina,
in
when I first came on, Christina says, I'm having going out for dinner for my birthday. I said, oh, that's nice. And then the next weekend, I said, how was your dinner? I said, I'm having dinner tonight for my birthday. I said, what do you mean? You had it last week, and I have a dinner Saturday night. The following week. My birthday party's tonight. I said, what do you mean your birthday party's tonight? The entire month.
Was the 30th, Mark, so that there was a lot.
Wait until
that
she gets like a monumental year.
Oh.
You know,
well, that's what I'm saying. When he met, it was like my 30th year, so that was a big year.
The entire month.
There was a lot.
Was every Friday and Saturday was a different birthday party. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
You got to do what you got to do. You know?
And then May's.
One of my daughters is just like.
That's right.
We're
just
amazing. May 5th. Am I right? It's May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo. That's right.
My daughter was 50 last year, and it was like your birthday. It went on.
Oh, really?
Belmont Racetrack, big party. This place, big party.
Well, that's what you got to do. You know, you just got to keep reminding people. And now that I've set that bar, like, people are like, what's happening now? So I've just, like, I just created the monster. I have to, like,
it's a monster. We've all created a monster.
I have to keep, you know, just, like, feeling it. But anyway, the STOP program will be kicking off because hopefully we get through this winter fast and get into spring. And the first one is going to be April 27th and also April 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's over at North Hempstead Beach Park. And I really recommend the STOP program for everyone. It's a great time to clean out that garage, clean out your basement. You know, I say, you know, just gather things, and when the time comes, you're able to go. And they'll take aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, bulbs, thermostats, rechargeable and lithium batteries, TVs, computers, latex and water paints, but you need to dry it out. You can't come, you know, with the liquid. It's just really things that you can't necessarily get rid of in your household, right, garbage. Right. And especially, say, talking to Judy, you know, I never even think about, like, how thorough you have to clean recyclables or it contaminates everything.
Like, we had an offline discussion about getting peanut butter out of a jar.
Right. What a test. Or, like, you know, sauce and stuff, like, in like, you know, jars and stuff. It just, it really, so I'm actually going to do
I've actually used Stop for paper.
Yes,
shredding.
And that's the best.
It's great. You can bring boxes.
You're allowed to bring up to six banker-sized boxes.
Right.
Per car per day. So if you really want to get crazy, you can go Saturday and Sunday and get rid
of it. Okay, get rid of 12. Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, and for every 12,000 pounds of paper the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved.
When's the date again?
That is April 27th and April 28th.
Okay.
So we'll be, and also I just want to remind people they do not take pharmaceuticals over there, but you can bring those to the police department. 24/7.
And that's an important
thing.
Now,
also, I noticed that all of them now this year are in Port Washington at the North Hempstead
Beach Park
parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, they have had them.
Yeah, sometimes they do one in Westbury, too. These are the only dates that came out so far.
Yeah.
I think it's because you really need a space. Because
they did them at Tully.
Right. It's been like a lot of, you know, it's...
They had a good setup in Washington.
So definitely check that out. And I just want to say to people, call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this information, because I have pages and pages of events.
I know that. Even to find out people coming on the show next
programs.
Week and other weeks. Nevertheless, you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful, safe, and warm weekend, everyone.